I'm in Toronto, Ontario, in North York area, and I'm at Canadian Memorial Chiropractic College. I just graduated from York University with a commerce degree in April, and now I'm at chiro school, so I can't wait for the future. It's been my goal ever since I was a young child to be a chiropractor and to have it come into fruition and see the light at the end of the tunnel is amazing, so I can't wait.
Caleb, did you ever think you'd be an author?
I honestly, no. No, I don't think I ever would. If you had told me 5 years ago you're going to be an author, I would laugh and said that's not a chance at all. And even in high school, probably not. Of course, I enjoyed English and I liked the course, but I never thought I'd ever write a book. And now looking at it today, I guess, yeah, I call myself an author. It's still weird to call myself an author. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But it's something cool that is, it's an accomplishment in my life.
We're with Caleb Dahlgren, the author of Crossroads. Tell me how the process came to begin for the initiative came for you to write this book.
So it all started actually with me giving one speech in 2019. So speech was the first time I ever talked about my entire life. I normally gave speeches for diabetes. I had lots of diabetes awareness before, Humboldt, and even did lots of stuff with diabetes. And so I did speaking engagements through that, and this speaking engagement was in 2019, January. It was my first time I actually went to depth about some of the things I went through in life. It was about adversity and resilience. So I was like, okay, I'll do it. So I did a speech, and I talked about losing my personal trainer at a young age, my dad and the Broncos crash, and recovering from that, and then my brain injury as well, and how I moved forward from that. I guess diabetes is in there too. So it was a little bit of a mixed bag of everything. And after, a person came up to me and said, you should write a book. And I started laughing. I was like, look, I did not listen to my speech. I'm in lots of courses. I have brain injury. I was like, I don't think I should be writing a book right now. But thank you. Appreciate it. And so I kept doing a couple more of these that summer. And that was the response I kept getting from people, was that you should write a book. And so I ended up talking to my agent. And my agent, Jeff, was absolutely incredible. And he just said, your story has a lot of validity. And that it could impact a lot of people.
Caleb, sorry for interrupting. I was going to ask Caleb, was the writing easy or was the writing therapeutic? Or tell me about the emotions that you would go through writing about these various obstacles that you've had to meet and come up against.
Yeah, so I ended up deciding to write the book in January of 2020. And it was honestly only to help other people. I had nothing for myself. I honestly wanted to help people. So I donated portion of proceeds. Talk about topics I want to talk about. And in those topics, it was difficult. It was like hope, family, resilience, but then there's also mental health, physical health, emotional health, grief, perception, death. And those are easy topics to talk about. And so through the writing process, it was difficult, but it was also therapeutic too. It was cathartic. And I was able to heal any open wounds that I did have. And I feel like it's a great place for me to put that chapter of my life down and move forward in the next chapter. So I'm pretty young, and I still have a lot of life to live, and so I'm looking forward to that next chapter as well.
Last couple of questions for Caleb Dahlgren, the author of Crossroads, Resilience in an Uncertain Time. Caleb, did you surprise yourself when the project was done and what you read? Did any of that open your eyes even further or touch you even deeper than your own physical experience now that you saw it in black and white and down on paper?
Holding all the hard work and hours, blood, sweat, tears that you put into something and just have it in your hands for the rest of the world to see. I found so much strength in it. And I used to equate strength to physical strength, mental strength. I thought that was true toughness. You get hit, get back up, you get punched, keep going through the pain, that kind of thing. But I never really equated it to emotional strength. And I found vulnerability throughout sharing my story, and that was the type of strength that I didn't know was possible. And there is so much strength in being vulnerable. I think especially in this time that we have, we need to be vulnerable with ourselves and be open with other people and share how we're feeling. And so throughout this book, I was able to do that. And so when I look back at it, it's pretty surreal, and it's still hard to believe that it's out there for the whole world to see. But it's also nice because I have healed from that portion of my life, and it's nice to hopefully help others show their tough times too.
Finally, Caleb, you do presentations, and you're coming to Owen Sound on October the 31st. For those that are interested in the sessions, what will you be talking about, or will you be talking about it all?
I will be, I guess, diving deep into a bit of my life. Like, we have 30 minutes, so I can't really go too depth, but it'll be more about what the crossroads I've faced in life and how to move forward, and even relating it to today's age right now and what we have been going through and how we can continue moving forward throughout this resilience, but then hopefully leave people feeling inspired to conquer their daily challenges too. Because life isn't easy, and it is a grind. And for us, the whole idea is to at least enjoy the grind in life and find the little things and make beauty of those little things.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be inspirational. Looking forward to it. Caleb, all the best between now and the end of the month when you're here in Owen Sound.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the time talking to me. I hope you have a great rest of your week. See you guys soon.